Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the ulama when he said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises those amongst you who believe and the scholars many levels. Many levels. Darajat. Because they fear Allah the most. They are the ones who are praying at night. And they are the ones who are fasting. They are fasting the days. Yani the Monday and the Thursday and other than that. And we saw that from Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah. We saw his ibadah, his fasting and his recitation of Quran. He would finish every week. And he would be so generous to his guests. Every Wednesday he would invite myself and family and others to have food with him, to eat with him for dinner, yani in his house with his family. Subhanallah. And sometimes there'll be strangers coming and he would invite them. And when he moved to Makkah, he would invite them every Thursday. And that Thursday he was fasting. And he would not eat He would break his fast and he would not eat. We asked him one time, why don't you eat, ya Sheikh? With us, eat with us. You've been fasting all day and you're in your 90s. And he said, I will eat with my wife. I will eat with my wife. Subhanallah. The love that he has for his wife, he said, I'll eat with my wife. Subhanallah. Sheikh was an example, wallah. Example of ibadah and manners and etiquette. Rahimahullah. Ahsabu akhir. And even that, even though he was in that state, he would sometimes, when he would do his classes in Jeddah, 4 days a week, he would sometimes cry, and you would see the tears coming down his eyes, and he would say, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to me. So no doubt, the death of the ulama is something which is serious, and it is a big gap that they leave behind.